This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Today we continue with our Easter celebrations, looking at the risen Lord Jesus, this time through the eyes of a disciple called Thomas. Our first hymn tells us how the disciples were perhaps feeling when Jesus died. It seemed that his mission had failed, but they were to learn that his sacrifice accomplished a great victory over sin and hell and judgment. Here is He Has Risen with Noel Richards.
He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive. But his sacrifice accomplished victory over sin and hell. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive.
In the grave, God did not leave him, for his body to decay. Raised to life, the grave awaiting Satan's power. Side. They will sound the final trumpet. From the grave we shall arise.
He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive.
At the beginning of this reading, we find the disciples still in hiding behind locked doors. They're unsure what steps to take next. They're still living in fear that they're going to be tracked down and arrested, just like Jesus. So let's hear from John's Gospel, chapter 20, 19 to the end. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Uncertainty is clearly there in the hearts of the disciples in that upper room, even though two of them, Peter and John, have seen the empty tomb for themselves, and Mary has told them her tale that she has met with Jesus and that he's alive. But when Jesus suddenly stands before them and shows them his wounds, they're forced to say goodbye to all that uncertainty. To say they must have been overjoyed is surely an understatement. They must have been ecstatic or even stunned into silence by the sight of him. But of course Thomas wasn't there to see all that they saw. This song, "Say Goodbye to Uncertainty," was written by a friend of mine, Steve Metcalf, from Durham. It speaks powerfully to those of us who often live with uncertainty and worry about the future.
For too long now, I've been staring at the ground, trying to dig myself a hole. Now I can see there's a path in front of me, and I know that's where I'm gonna go. Say goodbye to those nights when I would cry. Say goodbye to the reason why. For I know now just where I'm gonna be. Say goodbye to uncertainty. When I was young, I thought life was just for fun, and the world was just another place to go. Now I can see that that's not reality. We only have one chance to throw. So say goodbye to those nights when I would cry. Say goodbye to the reason why. For I know now just where I'm gonna be. Say goodbye to uncertainty. I think of times when I was all alone. Now I can see through the tears. I used to lie awake in nightmares of broken dreams. My head's up now, and I'm staring at the clouds. There's no one there to get in my way. And I can see this path in front of me, and on it's where I'm gonna stay. So say goodbye.
They say in life we can either be a cup half full, that is an optimist, or a cup half empty, a pessimist. We usually are one or the other, aren't we? But from what little we do know of Thomas, he seems to have been a bit of a pessimist as well as a sceptic. Sometime before, when Jesus told his disciples he was going back to Judea, where they had already faced much opposition, Thomas had replied, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." But of course this could have been brave talk rather than pessimism, who knows? "Let us also go, that we may die with him." But he certainly wasn't brave when Jesus was arrested. He deserted and ran for his life like all the others. But now here he is, in this reading, on his return to the upper room, refusing to believe his fellow disciples when they tell him that the risen Lord has been there with them, very much alive. Terry Patterson, another friend who lives in Moor's End, sings this next song, which he wrote himself and is on the album The Best of United Folk. It's called "Believe in Me," and in it there's a line which says, "My arms are always open when you listen to my words."
Have you ever been so lonely? Has your world just fallen in? Heavy burdens on your shoulders, 'cause your heart can't stand the pain. You're afraid I will protect you.
Didn't believe Jesus had risen from the dead, because he himself had not been an eyewitness at the time, and he refused to accept the testimony of those who had seen him. In today's world, we too seem to have a crisis in knowing what to believe and in whom to believe, but for different reasons, of course, but all very troubling. Fake news is rife. Trolls lurk on internet sites to cause untold hurt and damage with their inflammatory messages. Scammers tell their lies to deceive and steal. Extremists weaponize social media platforms for their own purposes. And political leaders lie and use propaganda to assert total control and wield great power. And what's worse, fear drives people to stand back from the truth rather than stand up for it. All this heralds an uncertain future and splinters our world. Whereas Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." He even claimed to be the truth. In our next song, written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend, and sung by Kristen Getty, you'll hear the prayerful words, "Let your truth prevail over unbelief." Now there's a prayer for today. Let truth prevail. Here is Speak, O Lord.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth planted deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory.
So Jesus has specific words for Thomas when he next appears in the upper room a week later. Jesus responds directly to Thomas's own words, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And Jesus says to him, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." This is when Thomas cries out to him, not in any flippant or irreverent way, for a Jew would never have taken God's name in vain, but in a spirit of wonder and awe, he says, "My Lord and my God."
When the mountain seems too high, and you don't have the courage nor the strength to climb, in the road you're on won't end, but still you run, though you cannot see the finish line. And dark clouds are over you, your sky's no longer blue, but you marched on straight ahead, and somehow you made it through. Got to the mountain and left the a path for me. Your victory made history, and now I believe. Like you were weak and couldn't fight no more. On the ropes, and it seemed like you was gonna run out of breath. When the world was on your shoulder and the walls were in your way, you leaped and made it over. Through it all, you kept the faith. With hope, you set us free. You showed us how to dream. And now we can lift our voices and forever sing. Now's the time to look ahead and thank our heroes of the past and celebrate this victory. Let's raise the flag, 'cause I believe.
That was a song called I Believe by R. Kelly from his album Epic. Note that Jesus doesn't rebuke Thomas for addressing him as his Lord and his God. He goes on to say, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." There's much in Thomas, though, to be admired. He is honest and open, and he's truthful. He's like many people today who won't accept things unless first they're analysed, filtered and dissected. He wanted to discover the truth for himself. And it's only natural for us to be like this, to intellectualise everything. We're only human. But perhaps what Jesus is saying here is belief comes first, and then you discover God. Then you sense his presence, and only then will you see him in action. For that's when you find yourself blessed. If we can't bring ourselves to believe blindly like this, there's a section in Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 24, when the father of an ill boy says to Jesus, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." Perhaps this prayer is one we can make our own today. Thomas gives us all hope today, though, for if he, an out-and-out sceptic, can suddenly be changed and transformed by what he saw of the risen Lord, then here is yet another person who helps us to see the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing.
worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless You, Lord.
Whatever uncertainties, doubts and fears are in your thoughts today, especially those of you who are in hospital, may I leave you with the words Jesus spoke to His disciples when He first appeared to them in this upper room after His resurrection. Peace be with you. These words are a normal, everyday Middle Eastern greeting. They mean far more than, may you be saved from trouble. They actually mean, may God give you every good thing. Peace be with you, and may His peace rest with all those you know and love. I'd like to leave you with a blessing from the Northumbria community called My Prayer for You. Bye for now.
May the Father of life pour out His grace on you. May you feel His hand in everything you do. And be strengthened by the things He brings you through. This is my prayer for you. May the Son of God be Lord in all your ways. May He shepherd you the length of all your days, and in your heart may He receive the praise. This is my prayer for you. And despite how simple it may sound, I pray His grace will abound and motivate everything you do. And may the fullness of His life be shed through you.